December is a brave time to list a property, especially a massive one over $8 million. But perhaps the agents are banking on buyers visualizing the spectacular holidays their families could have in a place like this. Listed on December 11, the Blue Raven Waterfront Estate near the BC Ferries Terminal on Galliano Island covers 9.4 acres, with nearly 2,400 feet, 0.7 kilometers, of shoreline and private beaches on a very pretty inlet. The main home on the property is a gorgeous New England-style custom-built house with two levels of wraparound terraces, five bedrooms, and 4,819 square feet of interior space. This includes a vast great room with epic ocean views and a gourmet kitchen, a large library, family room, and a huge master suite. There's also a home office, or a sixth bedroom, in the upper turret. With windows on three sides, the living area of the huge great room has epic views of the inlet and ocean. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. Also on the property is a two-bedroom plus den, 1,400-square-foot guest house, known as the Dock House, in a contemporary style with a large great room. There's also well as a second smaller guest house with one bedroom, in the New England style of the main house. Want more? There's a four-hole golf course, and two deep-water docks for your boats or to arrive by private float plane, 12 minutes from YVR, and if you're even fancier than that, there's a helipad. All this, in a private estate with a very elegant gated entrance. This 9.4-acre private estate on Galliano Island has an elegant entrance that would make it perfect as a hotel or corporate retreat. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. We can only dream about having the kind of family, like the Kennedys, perhaps, that spends holidays in a place like this. With nine bedrooms and nine bathrooms, it would also make an incredible B&B or corporate retreat venue. The property was valued in 2017 by BC Assessment at a total of $3,791,000 for all four lots combined. 2018 assessments will be published first week of January 2019. Check out more photos of this unique listing below. The dining area flows off the main living space of the great room, and through to the informal eating area and kitchen. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. Continuing the beachy white theme is this gourmet kitchen, which flows through to the dining area. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. Through the front entrance, the foyer of the main house has this elegant and unusual staircase. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. There's also a family room, library, complete with cozy fireplace, a wall of bookcases and a sliding library ladder on a rail. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. The master bedroom has wonderful views and doors to the second floor wraparound deck. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. The luxurious master bathroom is flooded with light from not just ample windows but also skylights. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. The home's glamour really ratchets up in this blingy master dressing room. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. In the top floor turret of the main house is a perfect office space with light from every angle and inspirational views. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. The home has both upper and lower wraparound decks with fabulous ocean views. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. At the property's second deep water dock is a two-bedroom plus den guest house called the Dock House. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. The interior of the two-bedroom dock house is in contemporary style with an open concept living room and kitchen. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. The nearly 10-acre estate has a four-hole golf course as well as two private deep water docks and a helipad. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. The second guest house has one bedroom and is in the New England architecture of the main house. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. Inside the one-bed guest house, the decor is an echo of the main house. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell. For the many storage needs an estate like this would command, there's also a garage, barn, coach house that's as nice as a lot of people's actual homes. Listing agent, Clarence DeBell.